Hello, my friend. Here, as promised, is an example of my paranormal work. I've told you about the device I've used. It's the PSB7 Interfrequency Suite device. It's manufactured by a company called ITC, which means Intertranscommunication. And it's manufactured solely for paranormal research. You can't buy them in the shops. My wife bought this for me off the internet 9 years ago. Well, most people in the know call it a spirit box or a ghost box, but that sounds almost clownish. But that's what it does, that's what it is actually. And what it does, the white noise between radio stations where there is no channel, what they call white noise, a hiss, it sweeps those at an adjustable 100 to 500 times a second. I've got mine set at 300, although I've tried the other speeds, I get the best results at 300. But before I go any further, let me just say this. If you hear what I hear, if you're as crazy as I am, or something bloody interesting is going on, I think the latter, and I'm sure you'll agree afterwards. Now, I keep getting a voice come through. For years it's been coming through saying, "Hello, Sid," which is my name. "Hello, Sid, this is Frieda." Well, I don't know any Friedas. So, just an experiment. I said, "Frieda, what do you think you've left behind in the grave or the crematorium?" I'll let her reply. The irritating hiss is due to the sweep.
Hello, address to Frieda. Frieda, wherever you are, if you can hear me, what do you think you've left behind in the grave or the crematorium?
Third body.
That was so clear. Thank you, Frieda. Your body. Yes, I suppose you have.
Now to prepare you for a longer session, because I took that last recording out of the middle of one of my sessions, so you'll hear that again during this. Now, I better prepare you for this, because you'll understand it more easily. My brother Bob is younger than me, much younger. He died of asbestosis. He had a horrible death some years ago. And I asked, you know, could anyone, you know, get in touch with my brother Bob? And the boy said, "Where's Bob?" And you'll hear me say, "I'm asking you that, don't require, you know, don't repeat the question." Then my brother's Bob come through saying, "All right, Sid, it's Bob." After that, I said, does anyone over there know my brother Bob?" And you'll hear a voice say, "Went to school with him." I often ask them to repeat this for clarity. And, well, it got very interesting when I started to speak about animals, but here we go.
I was asking this, but where is my brother Bob? I just asked you that. I want an answer. Don't repeat the same question. Please try and get in touch with my brother Bob. Put some effort into it. Oh my God, is that you, Bob? You said, "All right, Sid, it's Bob." Would you say it again, please? So that voice that said it would try and get in touch with you did. That's remarkable. If only you could say more, Bob. Does anyone over there know my brother Bob? Did you say went to school with him? How interesting. Thank you for that.
Now, we are animals. We're just intelligent animals, that's all. But everything we do is animal. The way we excrete, the way we reproduce, we are animals. So, if we survive death, our animals must. Listen to this.
Have any of you been reunited with any of your pets on the other side? Well, did you say I've got my cat with me? How wonderful, you've got your cat with you. That's marvellous. To present you with a hell of a challenge. Voices have told me in the past that they've got their pets with them on the other side. Well, I've lost a number of pets. Is it possible you could make one of my dogs on your side bark? Is that possible? Oh my God, that is the holy grail of EVP. Thank you so much, that was so weird. Could you tell me what one of my dogs that was?
It's Crystal.
Thank you. Crystal was the last German Shepherd dog we had put to sleep. You know what it's like when you lose a pet, don't you? Yes, heartbreak indeed.
Could you give me my name, please, just to prove to them that this is a real phenomenon?
Sid.
Yes, Sid, that's my name. Thank you. I don't think any more proof could be asked for, really.
Jack?
Yes, I just said I heard you, Jack. You obviously can't hear me. Is there anything you'd like to say? If there's a spirit beside me at the moment, is there any way you could make yourself visible to me?
I can't.
You can't?
I can't.
Oh, that was exceptionally clear, by the way.
I'd like to prove you can hear me,
at the least at the start of every session. So if there's a spirit by my side in this room at the moment, are you male or female?
No.
You can clearly hear me, so we are in touch. Have any of you spirits any advice for me?
Sir, follow your dream.
I mean, did you say Sid, follow your dream?
Sir, follow your dream.
Sounds like very good advice, but I don't really know what you mean. Can you tell me what today is? It is Tuesday. Thank you. How do you feel about spare part surgery? He's sitting by my side at the moment, and I don't mean spirit. Yes, our dog Bluebell. Isn't she lovely? Hello. Address Fraser. Fraser. Wherever you are, if you can hear me. What do you think you've left behind in the grave or the crematorium?
Dad's body.
That was so clear. Thank you, Frida. Your body. Yes, I suppose you have. That sounded like his fear off to market. His fear off to market. Is that what you said? Would you say again, please? Yes, she did say his fear off to market. Well, she's going shopping tomorrow, Thursday, shopping day. So, yes. How interesting. Could any member of her deceased family give me her maiden name, please?
Baker.
Just could tell me exactly where you're actually speaking from.
Edinburgh.
For me, that word's got religious connotations, which I don't quite understand or go along with. But I'd rather you said another dimension or something like that. It made much more sense. My daughters, they share my interest in this subject and my belief in it. But my son, it would be very, very skeptical. He wouldn't even consider it. So in case one day, God knows when he ever hears these recordings, could anyone give me my son's Christian name, please?
Mark.
Yes, thank you for that. Mark, perfectly correct. If you can actually hear me, could anyone tell me where I was born, please?
London.
Yes, that is correct, in Edmonton. You can clearly hear me. Is there anyone there that is close to me at this precise moment and could give me their name, please?
Frida. Frida.
Hello, Frida.
Hear it? Hear it?
It's no good saying spirit. I want to know who you are. What's your name? Yes, who's calling my name, please? I know you won't answer. Sometimes your voices appear to hear me and respond, but sometimes you don't. So I'm going to just ask this question to test the waters here. The last dog we had put to sleep, who was it? Wonderful. You said it was Crystal. Yes, it was. Thank you. Please tell me, will I soon be able to get in touch with my deceased brother, Bob?
I doubt that.
What's the problem? And, what do you do for a living on Earth, Amy?
Locksmith.
Well, that was clear. A locksmith. Thank you. Yes, I heard my name, but you won't say who's calling, will you? Now, sounded like Elizabeth. Was it Elizabeth? Hello, Elizabeth. And for what are you, Spirit?
Dead man.
Dead man, eh? Well, that's quite convincing.
To test whether you can hear me, can anyone tell me how many children I have, please?
Three children.
Yes, three children. That was perfectly clear and the correct answer. Wonderful.
Now, I had a friend called Barbara. She lived in Worcester. She was an old lady in her 90s. I got on so well with her because all her books were about the paranormal, and I sat in her living room for hours drinking tea and talking to her about this sort of thing. She died and I went to her funeral. Well, about a year after her death, she came through saying, Sid, this is Barbara. Here she is. Barbara, you've been gone a long time now. Can you speak to me? Please try.
Well, that's what I've been waiting for. I keep getting Barbara, who I knew. All she ever says is Barbara. I'm sure you said Sid is Barbara. Would you say it again, please? I beg you, please say it again. Thank you, Barbara. I've been waiting a year for that. Can you say any more? I shouldn't imagine so, but thank you so much.
Well, to keep some sort of conversation going, can anyone give me the exact date that they passed over, the date they died?
Not sure.
Thought that would have been a date hard to forget, but thank you. It's a very clear response. Yes, who's calling me? That was very clear, by the way. How many spirits would actually like to speak to me?
Many.
Wish they all would.
Well, good evening to anyone who's listening. Good evening to you. Does anyone want to say anything to me? I just paused and went somewhere. Can any of you tell me where I went? In toilet, that's where I went. Did you say that? That's truly amazing. I'm gonna pack it up for tonight. I'll be back again tomorrow night, of course. So whoever's listening, if anyone is, good night. We first came to Worcester. We brought with us a cat, a beloved cat. I thought of all, it was a ginger Persian. I wonder if any of you got run over and killed off with been here a little while. I wonder if anyone could tell me his name. Yes, Freddy. Thank you. You really can hear me and do respond. This is weird.
Begin by asking if you can hear me clearly and precisely. Can you hear me clearly? You mean you can hear me beautifully? It's clear. Okay, thank you. Could someone tell me what year they died, please?
1812.
That was faint, but you said 1812. Thank you for that. Well, I know or presume you're a spirit. What, when you were on Earth, was your favourite plant? Was it a rose, a tulip, or what?
Lavender.
Yeah, that's lovely. Lovely scent.
Someone's just come upstairs to my little room to see me. If you can see who it is, tell me who it is.
Yes, it's Bluebell. Thank you, you can see her. Since, for some unknown reason, my father never comes through, could one of you pass a message on for me to him? Did you say, what's the message? Well, we used to argue about life after death. He said he didn't believe in it. Ask him if I was right.
Don't ask for say I'm dead. Thank you. That's the sort of evidence I need, actually.
I love speaking to you, spirits. No, thank you. In the Bible, there's a city which Joshua marched around and blew the trumpets and the walls fell down. What city was that?
Jericho.
Yes, Jericho. You're obviously a biblical scholar. What sort of body do I possess at the moment?
Physical.
Yes, physical. Thank you for that. In the Roman world, was the god of sleep. Yes, hypnos. That's how we get the word hypnotism. Thank you. You do respond. Thank you. Well, I don't. I'm retired. I do the cooking, but I don't exactly work hard. What makes you think that? The last speaker that said I've worked too hard, how old were you when you died?
100.
100? That's a good innings. Well done.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Lisa.
Lisa.
Yes, I heard you say my name's Lisa the first time. Welcome.
You're dead, are you?
Yes, you said you were dead. Very interesting. Thanks for coming through.
You're dead,
are you? Someone give me the cause of their death, please. I'm sorry to hear that. It must have been very painful.
Did you say I'm dead? Yes, how interesting. You're dead, eh? Thanks for coming through.
Dead.
Did you say we're dead, brother?
Dead.
Yes, you did. Thank you for that. Where are all the spirits of foreign people? Where are they? That was extremely rapidly said, but I think you said we're all British. Can I ask you to repeat that, please? Yes, you spirits speak very rapidly, but I'm sure you said we're all British. Thank you. How many of you voices are really people that are dead? All are dead. Thank you for that. So, we all survive death, do we? Thank you for that. Now, there's been a lot of argument as to whether a tomato is a fruit or a vegetable. I regard it as a vegetable. Some people say it's a fruit. What do you say? Yes, that's what I say. But who's right? How can I ever tell that you spirit voices are genuine and not someone in another dimension just making out you're out dead? How can I tell?
You can tell. You can tell.
You say now you can tell. How? I don't know. Come on, if you tell me what the biggest event in your life was.
Death.
Death?
Death.
So, the biggest event in your life was death, huh? That's almost funny. Interesting, though.
Voices, I'm back again.
About time.
What do you mean about time? I've only been gone for a day. Who said I say old chap? Someone used to say that to me at work years ago, but I can't think who it was. You just said hello, Vera, please.
That's Mike.
Did you just say that's Mike? Sounded like a woman to me. You just address me, please. What are you voices all about?
Mike.
And can you tell me when you passed over, please?
Last
April. Thank you for the response. Are there many spirits around me at the moment? Did you say my gang? And are you one of my gang?
Yes.
Did you say yeah?
Yes.
Could you possibly give me your name, please?
Marguerite,
I think you said. Well, welcome to my gang, whatever that means.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Is there anyone with you? Hello, Helen. How many spirits are in my presence at the moment, please?
Well,
there's four of you. Well, I wish you'd make yourselves known. Can anyone tell me, do I really possess a spirit body?
Sir.
That was a very quick response and a very positive one. Thank you. What did that last voice say? Is it time for a kiss? Would you say that again, please?
Is it time for a kiss?
Who the hell is that? It would help if you said your names, whoever you are. Is it time for a kiss? What are you on about?
Who's going to speak first?
I'm dead.
You're dead, are you?
I'm dead.
I heard you the first time. You're dead. Thank you. Can we get things going by somebody giving me their name, please?
Pat,
what? Could you say it again, please? Pat something.
Pat Winfield.
Sure, Pat Winfield, Pat Penfield, something like that. Now, how many years have you been in spirit, Pat?
35.
35, you said. Thanks for the information, Pat, and proving that you can hear me. Yes, I know my own name. Tell me something I don't know. Right, will someone else speak to me?
Leave me alone.
Did you say leave me alone?
Leave me alone.
You don't have to speak to me, you know. How does your spirit body look to you? Very, very beautiful, eh? That's nice to hear.
All right, darling.
Someone just said, all die. Well, we know that, mate.
Died.
Who died?
Died.
She said, we died. Well, I gathered that.
John.
Whoever just said Sydney John, if you did say that, my name is Sydney John Clark. You did say Sydney John, didn't you?
John.
I need evidence like that because sometimes I doubt who or what you are. You know, I'm still puzzled about life after death.
Have faith.
You say have faith. I'd rather have evidence, hard evidence.
Dead.
Yes, sir. A lot of you say you're dead. Thanks for that. Tell me, what is it like in the spirit world?
Great life.
Still doesn't tell me much, does it? Can you tell me what today is?
Peace.
No, it's Friday, but you heard me.
Vera.
Just calling Vera, and have you anything to say to her?
Dead.
Say you're dead, you have to be. She wouldn't be coming through my spirit box, would you? Last female voice say, we're gone forever. But you've only gone from here. You exist elsewhere. Did you say, that's my boy Sid? Is that what you said? Would help enormously if you said who you were. Are you my mother? If you were, surely you would have said so. Wait, why is it that people I know, like friends and people, why don't they come through on this device?
Good question.
It is a good question. How about a good answer?
Spirit.
Someone just said, I'm a spirit, but you're not a spirit who are new in this life, are you? Do you spirits often visit my house?
Many times.
Say many times, or could you send someone I know?
Sounds good, doesn't it?
What sounds good? That the spirits often visit my house? Well, if they do, send someone I know. Let them come through the spirit box. Now, who is by my side, if anyone, at the moment?
Richard.
Richard, is there anything you want to say? For example, would you say was the most important thing in life?
It's not.
A beautiful answer, but why did it come from a woman? I was asking a man that question. Tell me, someone, what did you do immediately following your death?
Sleep.
I think you said just sleep. That's interesting.
Sleep.
Yes, I heard you. Thank you. Will someone tell me, what was your favourite drink, your favourite alcoholic drink when you was on Earth?
Double rum.
Did you say a double rum?
Right.
I wonder if you can get a double rum now.
Fuck you, mate.
Who just said martini?
Fuck you.
I think someone just swore at me for no apparent reason, unless it's because they can't get a drink now. I don't know whether that last childlike voice said we're dead or not. I'm not sure. Whoever just told me to F off, I would suggest respectfully that you do the same.
Smile.
Smile? Why, are you about to tell me a joke or something? How many are there of you in this room with me now?
Seven.
You said about seven, aren't you sure?
I'm dead.
Oh God, there's someone else telling me they're dead. Don't keep saying I'm dead, give me some information.
Dead.
You mean calling me Norfolk Sid? I was born in North London. I'm living in Norfolk, but I'm not a Norfolk person. Who was it that just called me Norfolk Sid?
Eric.
You say spirits, well, I've gathered that. Did that last voice tell me to turn the lights off? Did you repeat? No, I see no reason to. You said speak to Lisa. Hello, Lisa. Yes, I heard you, Lisa. What do you want to say? I smoked a pipe, which I know is bad, but my pipe tobacco has gone up to £15 a pack. What do you think of that?
Imagine buying a...
You say I must be wrong buying them.
Imagine buying
a... I must be wrong buying them, but I'm afraid I must admit, I suppose I'm a drug addict. Tell me something which you have, but I have not.
Faith.
You say faith, well, that depends what we're talking about. Faith in what? I've no faith in religion. Why does my mother never come through?
Find her.
You say just find her. How the hell could I care? You'd be better suited to do that. I can't do it. Are you all really spirits of the dead?
That's right.
Someone tell me how they're faring in the spirit world. How are you getting on?
Not well. Sick.
When you think back to your life on Earth, what do you think of most?
Food.
Food, eh? Well, I wouldn't have thought you needed it, were you, huh? We've had a number of German Shepherd dogs in our life. Could anyone there give me the name of the first German Shepherd dog we ever had?
Heidi.
Yes, it was Heidi. How do you know that? Tell me, I had a friend who lived a couple of doors from me called David. What do you know about David?
He's dead.
No, I know he's dead. That's why I'm asking you about him. Why call my name so often without anything to say? I know you can't have money in your realm, but do you miss not having money?
Money.
Did you say F money?
Money.
Did you make your presence felt to me apart from through the spirit box?
Possible.
You say possible, but I doubt whether it's probable. Any other spirits who think it would be possible to manifest apart from through the spirit box? Would it be easy?
Too hard.
Yes, that's what I would have said. Too hard, too difficult. Would someone else like to introduce themselves? Tell me who you are. Saying that you're a spirit is telling me nothing really, is it? Tell me something you dislike. Something you have no time for.
Religion.
Yes, me too, mate. If you were not English, what nationality were you when you were on Earth? A Greek, eh? From the home of democracy and culture. That's interesting. I always buy the batteries from my spirit box in a shop called QD. Do you know why? It's less than half the price in most shops. Has anyone got any message for me?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Oh, when will you have?
We don't need language like that, nor characters like you.
Bad principle.
I think someone just said bad principled fellow or something. You can say that again. I've never heard myself called Siddy before. I wish you'd stop calling my name without anything following it. Who is saying hello to my wife, Vera? Whoever's calling my wife's name, Vera Clark, have you something to say to her? What did you think, if anything, as you closed your eyes in death?
Good night, Barbara.
Did you say what I think you said? Good night, foul world, or something like that? Will you say it again, please?
Good night, Barbara.
Must have suffered a lot before you passed over. I didn't really understand that at all. You said Sid something. Sid and then something. Say it again, please. I'll have to listen to that many times over. It said something, but I couldn't get the second bit. Thanks for trying, anyway. Who just said I'm dead? Hello, whoever said hi, Sid. Have you forgotten all the things you left behind on Earth?
Not quite.
You say not quite. Would you like to elaborate? Would you, for example, would you like to return to the Earth?
Yes, I would.
Why did a man answer that question? It was a woman I was speaking to before. How do you regard the spirit world now?
Earth place,
that's an interesting term. I suppose it's like being born again, is that what you mean? If you know anything about me, who is my oldest and closest friend who lives in Bushell Park? What's his name?
Dan.
Yes, Dan. You so clearly can hear me.
I've cut that session short because it's well over an hour, but I want you to hear where my wife came through. Now, my wife, Vera, died on April the 1st, 2020. She had a heart attack. And she came through a number of times. Some of it's personal, I won't give you those. But here's a few examples.
If you can hear me, Vera, is anyone helping you on the other side? My brother Bob is with you. That's good to hear. Vera, if you can hear me, is there anything you'd like to say? You know I do. Can someone tell me who that was who just spoke? Clark.
I said Vera Clark. Yes, my wife's name. Thank you.
On the table in front of me, I have a model sort of butterfly. Actually, it's a container. When you lift the wing up, one wing up, it contains Vera's hair. When you lift the other wing up, it's her wedding ring. Can you see it?
Yeah.
My God, that did sound like you, Vera. Vera, if you can hear me, is there anything you'd like to say to me? The feeling is mutual.
Vera, is it hard to speak to me from where you are? I imagine it is. Did you just say, I've tried? Yes, I'm sure you have. You would do.
Those responses from my wife are pretty faint because she hasn't been gone long. And voices tend to get stronger the longer people have been gone. But this is an interesting bit. Now, my wife was in hospital during our 60th wedding anniversary, and I couldn't visit her because of the virus, so we never shared that anniversary. But my eldest daughter and her husband sent us a book about the 1950s as a present. So I mentioned this to Vera through the spirit box, and she said quite clearly, have you opened it up? And for a moment it didn't register. I carried on talking. Then you let me say, was that you?
If you can hear me, Vera, you were in hospital during our 60th wedding anniversary. We received a big parcel from Teen and Graham. I haven't looked at it. I think it's some sort of manual or something. Are you aware of that? No, I haven't looked at it. I think Dawn did, but I haven't looked at it. But I suppose I... Was that you speaking, by the way? I hope so. Are you very happy where you are?
Really?
I don't know whether it is you, but why are you not happy? Vera, if you can hear me, how do you feel on the other side? Now that did sound like you. You said flipping bored. Well, why are you bored?
If you can hear me, Vera, is it possible for you to say my name in your voice so that I'll recognise you? Well, to me that was unmistakably your voice, Vera. Thank you. If only you could say more. Vera, could you say hello to our son who doesn't believe in this sort of thing?
Hello. Hello.
I wonder what Mark will make of that if he ever hears it. I don't know whether you're aware of it, Vera, but every night the dog sleeps on the bed next to me. And do you know where she puts her head?
My pillow.
Yes, on your pillow. Probably still got your scent on it.
A neighbour of mine, Dave, who died, he had a greyhound, a rescue greyhound, and I took it over after he died. But, she was lovely, but, she's about 16 years old, but such a pain to live with. She used to make a mess of the bed, throw all the cushions off the settee. I mentioned this to my wife, and she come through very clearly, saying, I could live with her. Listen to this.
Vera, if you can hear me. Our greyhound, Lucy, she's 16 now, as you know, and she's very difficult to live with at times. She throws all the cushions off the settee, she messes the bed up, makes a nest, she's gone off her food. Poor old dear, but she is a bit hard to live with. That really was your voice, Vera. She said you could live with her. Well, she's so old now, you might well soon be doing so. If you can hear me, Vera, how do you feel in the spirit world now?
Bored.
You said you were bored before.
Can someone on that side tell me who just spoke, please, for confirmation?
Vera.
Vera, we had many dogs throughout our married life. Are they with you now?
Together.
Did you say what I hope you said? We're together.
Together.
It sounded like you, Vera, saying I love you, Sid. I love you too, Vera. More than I even realised while you were here.
As I've said, I've been doing this for 9 years, so you can imagine how many. I've literally, quite literally, hundreds of voices and responses. Some are fascinating, some are boring, some are hard to understand, some are not. But that's how it goes. I hope you found this interesting, and maybe I'll give you more on this subject, if you're interested, in the future. God knows how your wife's going to react to this. I don't know what her attitude to it will be. Bye for now. Sid.